Trusted Voices is a Cognizant podcast series that aims to showcase the diversity of thoughts, backgrounds, and identity of our 350,000 associates all over the world. Trusted Disruptors is a special mini-series where we ask associates to reflect specifically on what it takes to build trust in the age of AI. Our focus will be on sustainability, transparency, data security, healthcare, global workforce, and more. The dialogue illustrates how we're building trust, especially when we show up diverse. Hello and welcome to Trusted Voices. Today, we're super excited to have Sushant Warraku with us. And Sushant, before we dive into our conversation today about all things retail, could you just briefly share a little bit about who you are and what you do at Cognizant?
Thanks, Pamela, and thank you for chatting with me today. I'm Sushant Warraku. I run the retail business unit for Cognizant, which really means that I help our customers across the industry reimagine and reinvent retail. So I say we are very lucky because I see retail both as a customer and as a service provider. So you kind of get to see how you're impacting really the industry day in and day out. So that's my job. And our team consists of about 12,000 associates across the globe. And I'm responsible for all of our work in Americas, all of our practice in Americas.
So lots to talk about, and I want to start really broad, big picture. Talk a little bit about, you know, what's happening in retail right now. How is retail evolving as we move into the second half of 2024?
This is a really exciting time to be in the industry. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a pivotal point in the next era of evolution for retail. If you really look at almost a decade back, in fact, if you go back in history, retail really started out as you produced something and you sold it to a customer. It was as simple as that. And then it evolved with industrialization where the manufacturers and the distributors came in, and the store you buy your products from is not necessarily the store that produces the product. So a lot of focus during industrialization and during the digital revolution that came after that was all around digitization and expansion of retail. It was all about scale. It was all about making sure that you had a store close by to connect with the customer. And then COVID happened. And during COVID, there was a surge in, it was a forced surge in online retail, where customers had to buy without traveling outside their house online. And so a lot of investment went into online marketplaces, supply chain that could really deliver to your home. And that phase of evolution happened, which I say is post-digitalization, pandemic phase. And after the pandemic, we've seen that the channels have come together again. Digital is important. Physical and online are both important. Stores are important again. And what I see now is a new era of what I call as cognitive retail. This is very AI-infused. It is really creating the foundation of what I call an experience economy. And I can talk more about that. But I think we are in a new AI-infused cognitive era where every enterprise is transforming, every industry is getting disrupted, and retailers as well.
So lots to talk about there, but I want to pick up the thread a little bit. You know, you talked about cognitive retail, you talked about AI. You know, I was one of the few people from Cognizant who was lucky enough to be at NRF in January. And everybody was talking about AI, right? It's like the thing, as they are at all the all of our, you know, industry and partner events right now. And I'm wondering, you know, because you walk around someplace like NRF and you see some things that seem really exciting and useful, and you see some things that seem maybe a little less game changing. And I'm wondering, what do you think is real? What do you think is fluff? You know, what do you think we'll really be engaging with in 5 years and 10 years from this? You know, from a cognitive retail perspective, which is interesting, and, you know, other things that AI may be able to bring to the experience of shopping?
That's a great question. Let me take a step back and first talk about what do I mean by the experience economy. We believe here at Cognizant that in the years to come, retailers who really invest in transforming their customer experience, transforming their associate experience, transforming their partner experience will thrive and differentiate, and others will perish. And the reason for that is because your customers have moved on and are requesting and demanding a value exchange between the brand and themselves. This value exchange basically means I expect you as a brand to understand who I am, know what I want, and ensure I get the best product, let me correct that, the best experience at a reasonable price. This change from product to experiences is very important, and that is really going to drive the economy across all industries, including retail. The role that AI plays in this journey is really about helping you surf through the petabytes of data out there to really understand who your customer is, what their preferences are, and create that intimacy in that relationship between the customer and the brand. And I think your ability to understand your customer better, your ability to offer experiences that matter, is going to be where AI plays. At Cognizant, we're not going around with a hammer called generative AI looking for a nail. Our focus is really to understand how do we transform that experience. And in that transformation, we believe that generative AI is going to play a major role. An example today would be if you walk into any store, whether it's an apparel store or it's a grocery store, your grocer is becoming a health and wellness company. It's becoming a media services company. It's becoming a financial services company, which means you're really diversifying the experiences that you offer to your customer. And in order to do that, they need to not only understand their customer better, but they need to be able to pivot at will to build such experiences for their customers. That's what Cognizant is really focused on doing right now, helping them build these business platforms, these business architectures that are adaptive, that are scalable, that are malleable, that help you really pivot at will to offer the experience your customers really desires.
And just to, you know, kind of extend what you're talking about here with clients, you know, I think it's a really disruptive time for our clients, right? In really thinking about how to leverage and take advantage of generative AI. We have this thing we talk about where we say we need to rewire every aspect of your business from your tech stack to your people, your culture, you know, all of it. There's so much change management in addition to the technical, you know, aspects that a company needs to prepare for generative AI. And I'm wondering, what are you seeing in the retail space? You know, is retail a little more cutting edge maybe than some other industries where, you know, they're farther along in that journey of data modernization and being able to, you know, already have data that's set up to succeed? Or where are they and what are they asking for from Cognizant right now?
So generative AI in retail definitely has the highest potential for impact. Because I believe retail is the fulcrum for experience innovation across industries. So don't just think of retail in the context of a grocer or a big box departmental store. Think of retail as any relationship between a brand and a customer. It could be banking and financial services. So how do you really transform that? And generative AI has the ability really to transform that experience. In order to really take advantage of this, you still need to have a more harmonized data foundation. You need to have access to the data about your customer, about your products, about your partner network. And once you have the data foundation available, the technology can help you filter through that information at speeds which were not imaginable before and be able to not just tell you what the patterns are, which was more of business intelligence or deterministic AI, but actually infer and read between the lines and say, here's what you're missing about your customer. A real world example would be you go online or on a store app and you search for products and they give you recommendations. You bought this jacket. Let me, you know, here are some more jackets you would like to buy. But what customers are looking for is I have a unique style and there are these trends outside in the industry. What's hot, what's not. Could you create with my style and with the trends outside, could you tell me what my wardrobe should look like this fall? That's the elevation now where with this technology, we are really able to decipher your unique style and wants and desires and hyper-personalize the experience that you want.
And do it at scale, right? Because what you're talking about, you know, it's almost like that's sort of like what Stitch Fix and companies like that were trying to do, but it was so manual where they would have individual stylists trying to learn what, you know, individual people like. And I'm sure they had cohorts of people. And if you're like this, you might like that, but it's not scalable, right? And with AI, now you can actually scale that to millions, if not hundreds of millions of customers, right?
That's exactly right. So marketing and customer success are two areas that are definitely going to be impacted big time with this technology.
And I was going to say, in those realms and maybe in general, what are some of the big bets? Like, what are some of the things that our clients are really excited about being able to do with AI as, you know, whatever you can share?
Every client of ours, I would say, is focused on transforming the customer experience across channels. And really, because customers are buying across channels simultaneously, it is really a unified, seamless experience across channels. They're reimagining stores. Stores have historically been measured as per square feet sales or revenue generated. Now it's we are talking about per square feet experience and not sales. How do you take that square footage and how do you create a different ecosystem of experiences is what every customer is looking to do. Having said that, there are realities within the four walls of a store. There's still a lot of technology debt. There are processes that are still fragmented. There's technology that's still slow. And therefore, associates have to spend more time in the back office rather than out there with the customers, engaging with them, getting to know them better. We are very focused on helping our clients drive higher productivity from store associates, make sure they have the insights they need at their disposal, make sure we can take the grunt work away from their everyday lives so that that can be automated with AI. And they can focus more on the customer and they have more insights on the customer. They can focus more on the customer. So what you really want is when you walk into a store, you feel your best friend that just met you in the store, knows who you are, knows what you might be looking for, helps you find it and gets you out of the place as soon as possible so that you can get on with your life. That's really, and if they want to stay, it's because they like chatting with you and they want the experience in the store. So moving from back office to the customer is very, very important in the four walls of the store.
So I have two kind of follow-up questions for you related to what you were just talking about. And you talked about phygital earlier and you talked about, is AI going to create almost a resurgence of brick and mortar? You know, it seemed like the move maybe 10 years ago or 15 years ago was everything's about e-commerce. And obviously I'm talking more, you know, less, well, even banking and things like that, right? Everything was online and through apps. And now it seems like there's a revival of the in-store experience. But then my second question related to that is, how and does it help small businesses? And I'll give you, you know, when you're talking, I'm thinking about, I love bookstores. I don't want bookstores to ever go away. And I can certainly imagine Barnes & Noble taking advantage of generative AI. But what about the little independent bookstore that's on the main street in my neighborhood? Are those businesses going to also be able to see that resurgence of foot traffic to come into stores with AI helping in some way?
It's a great question. It's multi-threaded. So I will first respond to your first question. Is there a resurgence in store expansion? And the answer is absolutely yes. All retailers are looking to open new stores, different formats of stores.
Yeah, right.
And that's very important. When I say different formats of stores, changing the store experience, sometimes you don't need a full-fledged store. You have a smaller pop-up store in the local neighborhood that gives you the products you want, it gives you the experiences you want. In some other cities, they may have really large stores that cater to a variety of different experiences. So different format stores, everybody's opening new stores. They're definitely not going away. In fact, they need to be transformed. Secondly, it is one thing to have stores everywhere. You need to make sure that you can actually activate and make sure there are enough products in there to be sold. And so now they're opening up distribution centers or warehouses in a way that they can fulfill a customer's order, whether in the store or online, in the shortest amount of time. So you don't want a customer in the store saying, I love this product, but, and you say, I'm sorry, but that we just ran out of that. So you want to make sure the inventory is available and therefore they're opening warehouses, the distribution centers in a way that they can fulfill a customer's order, whether it's online or in the store. Secondly, a lot of automation and robotics and AI is going into these operations, whether it's the warehouse or in the store. This is also that, you know, there's a labor shortage in the market. And then you would think that there's not, but there is a labor shortage. And therefore, all our customers are saying, listen, I need to be able to automate a lot of these things so that with the people I have, with the associates I have, I can focus on the right things, on the high value tasks. Now, you talked about mom and pop stores, right? The stores we were used to, or the bookstore we used to get into in the neighborhood, or the local coffee shop, or the local bookstore. I see a hybrid really emerging. The big brands are looking to really create more intimate your neighborhood experiences again for you. So that is what they want to achieve. They want you to feel as if that the team in that store, the store is in your neighborhood, it is your local neighborhood store. The produce that I go and shop without taking a name at a local co-op, and I love going there because people who work there are farmers who've actually been in this field for a long time. They know what produce is good. They know which apples are best at this time of the season. They will talk to you. They will engage with you. It's an experience. It's a small place, but it feels intimate and you enjoy the experience. That is what big brands are now trying to emulate to get closer to the customer. And will the others that are not big brands go away? I believe there's a place for them as well. I feel that cottage industry, as you used to call it, is going to re-evolve, re-emerge. And I think there's a lot of opportunity out there for even smaller enterprises to thrive as long as they can differentiate on that experience.
I hope you're right. that all sounds great. And I'm, you know, I guess my last question for you is, you know, if you want to take out your crystal ball for a minute, what do you think the future of retail looks like? I mean, I think you've given a few breadcrumbs here, but what are some of the things that, you know, you're excited about that you think are coming? You know, you talked about yourself earlier. You work in this business, but you're also a customer. Now, what are some of the things you're hoping are going to happen, you know, as we make this big leap forward over the next, you know, probably 5 to 10 years?
I think what we will see in the future is, and I'm going to go on a limb here and say this, with the advent of AI and quantum computing and the revolution in material sciences that I'm expecting is going to happen, you are going to see experiences evolve that will be a seamless blend of real and virtual. It'll be very difficult for you to discern what's real and what's not. So these highly immersive experiences are going to define how retail works tomorrow. A lot of our Gen Z and Gen Alphas are buying on social channels. They do not go to an online app anymore. They don't go to a website and buy. They buy on Instagram and TikTok and so on. People are doing purchases while playing a game, right? They play a game and the game shows a new backpack and they would like to buy that backpack. And by the digital version of the backpack, the physical product comes later. So these new ways of interaction, new channels coming through, it's going to change the way people buy, the way people interact. And there's going to be this seamless blend of virtual and real. That's going to be really interesting, right? Think of walking into a store and immersing yourself in an alternate reality that helps you discover things about yourself that you were not aware of. Mm-hmm. That discovery, that delight is going to now reemerge. And it's not a technology problem per se. I feel really we have not focused enough on experiences. Some of the best brands out there, like a Costco, are really not technology intensive. But the reason you love going there is because the products are delightful, the customer experience is great. So there's going to be refocus on really elevating the customer experience and associate experience. And then technology is going to create new engagement channels that we have never imagined before.
This has been a fantastic conversation, and it's great to hear. I hear in your answers a lot of enthusiasm and excitement for where retail is headed. And I really appreciate all your thoughts today, and thank you for joining us, Sushant.
Thank you, Pamela. It was a pleasure speaking with you and sharing my views on the subject.